Go inside the fort here in just a moment. Second hour is going to be filled with football. We got Phil Steele for back-to-back segments starting at 5:10. Jabroni of the Week at 5:50. I guess let the people know about the Kansas draft pick. I thought it was a Kansas high school kid. You're saying it's somebody from UK, University of Kansas?
You're going to go there now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be Blake Wyman, relief pitcher from KU, goes in the eighth round, pick 238 to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Well, I mean, it's literally University of Kansas, right? So why not
yes.
UK?
Go say that into a megaphone in Lawrence and let me know the responses you get.
I think I took my time because of that.
Yeah.
Hey, I wash my hands of this. Let's get inside the fort.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his way to the ring from Morganville, Kansas, standing 5'6" tall, weighing in at 155 pounds, Mitch the Fort Faulkner.
So the idea here, Mitch knows more about wrestling than I know about anything. I go pick random obscure wrestlers or pay-per-views, WrestleManias, whatever, and I just give him two random topics. He's got to tell me everything he knows about him. He has knocked pretty much every single one of these out of the park. You have passed every test. Are you ready today?
Let's go.
First things first, I'll give you the obscure wrestler that I found on the internet. That would be Papa Shango.
Oh, Papa Shango?
Shango. Yeah, there you go. Shango.
Ding.
I mean, there's not a whole lot to say about him. He was later on known. He was a jobber. He was a guy that never really won any matches. They tried to push him back in the mid-90s, and that didn't work. But he was, he was later on known as the Godfather.
What was the gimmick? Can you give me, like, the gimmick?
Oh, he was like the... I don't even know how to explain it. He was like a voodoo guy,
yes.
Right? He was a... he was like the... I don't even know how to explain it. He just did not make any sense. It was back in the awkward stages of wrestling.
He was a 2016 WWE Hall of Fame inductee.
Well, that's because he went under as a different gimmick, the Godfather. That was his big gimmick back in the late 90s.
Okay, now I found a random pay-per-view here, and I worry about this.
Yeah, because...
It's from 2006.
Oh, geez. See, I'm probably not going to know it because it's just some random pay-per-view.
Oh, okay. Well, the WrestleManias were getting too easy. You were slaying them too much. Maybe I've stumped them for the first time.
Give me a try.
Do you remember New Year's Revolution 2006?
Okay, so that would have been the main event that year would have been the Elimination Chamber. I don't think it was the first one. It would have been the second one. And John Cena ended up winning. And he was just a bloody pulp after that match. But what made it very interesting was in that main event, Edge, he was the first to cash in a Money in the Bank. And he did it on John Cena. And that was basically it from that pay-per-view.
Oh, no. It's a random pay-per-view from the mid-2000s.
Yeah, why are y'all worried about this? You just nailed it again.
Wow. Did you know that Edge-John Cena match was 146 in length?
Well, it's because John just wrestled a match before that. That's the whole thing about a bad guy cashing in Money in the Bank, which is when you win it, you get to have
right.
a title match whenever you want. And he used that to his advantage. A beat-up John Cena, he's not going to be able to go very long.
Yeah, because the match that Cena had won before was almost 30 minutes long.
Yeah. So he went from a 30-minute match to an under 2-minute match?
Yep.
It's a great strategy there.
That was Edge's first world title.
Great strategy by Vince McMahon, of course, not Edge, but you know.
Triple H defeated Big Show in that pay-per-view.
Mitch even had the Cena looking like a bloody pulp. That wasn't even in the description I had, so he did one better than the description I had on that event. Nicely done, as always, there with Inside the Fort. Hour two, all college football, more or less, with Jabroni of the Week at the end, 5:50 before we are out of here. Phil Steele for two segments, starting with his thoughts on the Big 12 when we come back, including K-State. Why does Phil Steele rank those K-State offensive units so low? We asked him, get his answer next.